Gyrese Kentler warns fellow Republicans, playing silly games could make a Liz Cheney speaker. By Joshua Klein on December 5, 2022. Playing silly games can lead to someone like a Liz Cheney taking the gavel, warned Pennsylvania Republican Representative Gyrese Kentler, who called on Republicans to put their personal feelings aside and back leader Kevin McCarthy, who he described as our best strategist and would be much more conservative than leaders in the past. On Friday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's Wake Up America, Representative Gyrese Kentler, RPA, who was recently named the House GOP Chief Deputy Whip, discussed the agenda ahead for the new House Republican majority. "We've got our work cut out for us," he said. "With a 222-seat majority, every vote is going to be a tight, tight vote. So it's going to be really important to whip these votes and make sure that we're playing defense on President Joe Biden and the Democrats' far-left radical agenda," he added. Host Tom Bazile then asked the congressman how he believed things would play out given the current fight for the speakership and those fringe actors within the party who are challenging Kevin McCarthy. "Well, to the five individuals that are still holding out, I would say it's time to put their personal feelings aside and be team players," Rhys Kentler said. "Because if you play silly games, you win silly prizes. And I can tell you what the silly prize can be," he added. "It can be someone like a Liz Cheney taking the gavel or a moderate former governor, for example." Rhys Kentler was referring to Republican reps Andy Biggs, Oz, Matt Gaetz, FL, Ralph Norman, SC, Bob Good, VA, and Matt Rosendale, Mount, who have all indicated they do not support McCarthy. He explained that you don't have to be in the House to be elected Speaker of the House. You just need a majority of the votes on the House floor to be elected Speaker. So it would be very easy for the moderate Republicans to join with the Democrats to hand that gavel to somebody, again, like a Liz Cheney, he warned. Addressing the five individuals holding out, Rhys Kentler insisted that McCarthy will be much more conservative than leaders in the past. "He's certainly much more conservative than former Speaker of the House John Boehner, and much more conservative than former Speaker Paul Ryan," he said. "So why not take Kevin McCarthy and give him the gavel?" he asked. In addition, Rhys Kentler described McCarthy as our best strategist, among other praises. "He's our best fundraiser, he raised about $500 million last cycle, and he's our best recruiter," he said. "One of the reasons why we've been able to win a lot of these tough races is because we had good candidate recruitment, and that goes back to Kevin McCarthy," he added. Rhys Kentler's remarks come as House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, runs for Speaker amid opposition from a small group of anti-establishment House Freedom Caucus members, who have vocalized that they are either a hard no or a leaning no on voting for McCarthy him. Last week, McCarthy said he is confident he can narrowly win the speakership in January, even if it takes multiple rounds of voting for that to happen. "At the end of the day, we'll get there," McCarthy said, according to Axios. On Saturday, Representative Jim Banks, RN, the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, said it would be a very shameful moment and that voters would be immediately betrayed if establishment Republicans worked with Democrats to install a moderate speaker. In addition, Donald Trump Jr. called out those Republicans who are against McCarthy for the next House Speaker, saying they are in effect empowering those who impeach Donald Trump. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.